When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's still searching for that pot of gold, it's Alexis Thompson.
I want the gold.
Where the gold at?
Everybody say yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, good morning and happy first day of spring.
That's right.
Oh, is that technically what this is today?
Technically, yeah. Good morning to all of you. It is on this Monday, March 20th, 2023. Welcome to our show. Welcome to Act Happy Day. Welcome to Alien Abduction Day, or as Alexis calls it, Homecoming. Welcome.
Any day now, please. I'm ready.
That's right. Welcome to Crawfish Craving Awareness Day. Welcome to French Language Day. Welcome to Great American Meat Out. Welcome to Hufflepuff Pride Day.
Yeah.
Welcome to International Astrology Day. Welcome to International Day of Happiness. Welcome to International Earth Day. Welcome to Jump Out Day. Welcome to Kiss Your Fiance Day. Welcome to Ravioli Day. Welcome to Proposal Day. Welcome to the first day of spring. Won't You Be My Neighbor Day. World Day of Theater for Children and Young People.
Hey, there's more.
There's more. I'm not done. Wow. I'm not done. Welcome to World Frog Day. Welcome to World Sparrow Day.
Oh.
Welcome to World Storytelling Day. And welcome to your coffee. Cheers.
Aww.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
Looks like you got some mail.
I did. It was a day late, but that's fine. I ordered a t-shirt of our favorite St. Patrick's Day tradition, the playing of the Mobile, Alabama Leprechaun in a Tree Story.
Yes.
So I ordered a t-shirt with the amateur sketch and then the quote, who all seen a leprechaun in a tree? Say yeah.
And yeah. Then
I love it. So I bought it. I bought it a day late. It would have arrived if I had done it one more day. But anyway, so I have it in time for next year, and I'm wearing it today. I felt like it. I'm like, you know what? I'm
going to continue. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I'm going to continue. And I have green eyes, so green stuff tends to look decent on me. So I decided to extend St. Patrick's Day one more day.
Or why not?
A couple more days. Yeah, anytime. Why not? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God. People were extending holidays over the weekend.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. We were at the Mall of America. And, you know, sometimes we go to the mall on Saturdays. We don't do it as much as we used to. I used to go in my early 30s. I was there a lot. I was there basically every single Saturday.
Every Saturday, yeah.
When we started the show, it was just my moment of zen. I'm not there as much, but we do go during the fall and winter a lot on Saturdays to see, you know, twofold, not necessarily to shop per se, but our friend Jonathan works there. So we go have a cocktail with him and eat lunch. He's a bartender at Masu there. And it's just a fun little tradition. And I'm a local that I have no shame in admitting that I'm a local who enjoys the Mall of America.
Oh, same.
I think all three of us feel that way.
Yeah.
I have no shame. I think it's wonderful that it's here. I think it brings dollars to our state. It brings interest. And anyway, I enjoy it. So we were there and I have not seen it as busy as it was on Saturday in a very, very, very long time. And I'm talking, it was busier than I have seen it on some Black Fridays.
Whoa.
And I'm not kidding. Now,
was there a dance competition?
I have no, well, I think it's spring break.
It was cold outside too on Saturday.
Cold. Yes. Yeah. But holy yard sale. It was it was busy. I mean, to the point where you had to kind of navigate. And I was like, what is going on? Wow. What is this? It was great. I loved it. There was an energy in that place that I have not felt in a while.
I felt
good for the shops. I felt good for people like Jonathan, the bartenders and the servers at Bubba Gump and B-Dubs and Rainforest. And I was happy for everybody because
people were riding the rides.
People were riding the rides. It was just there was an electricity in there that I have not seen in a very long period of time. I think even pre-pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
That's great, Jace.
I immediately made myself a note. I'm like, I got to point this out. It was crazy. I don't know if there was a Pokemon thing going, because, you know. McLean does that.
And Rocco.
Rocco does that. So maybe it was a combo of spring break, St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And then maybe a Pokemon thing, mm-hmm. a little Jigglypuff thing. I don't know.
A little Squirtle thing.
Squirtle thing. Yeah, I don't know.
And mom's just going, we need to get these kids out of the house.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's go to the mall.
It's freezing. It was so cold Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So cold.
Went out for a walk anyways, but I can see if you weren't prepared to bust out the long johns again, just let's go to the mall, everyone. You've got energy to burn. I'm going to put you on that SpongeBob roller coaster until you puke.
That's right.
Yes.
And they were, man. People were. It was crowded, and then we went to the
great
Richfield VFW, and that was crowded too.
Nice.
Oh yeah, we had a full day of enjoying the city. So yeah, that VFW cracks me up. I worked there a couple weeks ago. I worked the pull tab booth.
Oh, it was the same one you went to.
Same one, yeah. So I decided to go back and actually to socialize. So we were there and hung out for a while. Didn't win anything. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. Can I tell you what? Okay.
Bury the lead.
Okay. So there was a $2 box of pull tabs, you know, because they can come in. There's a dollar box where each tab is a dollar. Then there's a $2 box. And then there's the beloved $5 box, which the $5, yes, it's an investment. But the prizes can be anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 to $1,600 you happen to get a lucky, you know, tab. Anyway.
Wow.
So we walk in and I go up to the booth and there's two of us. And yeah, Lisa and then Colin and I went in as a couple. So I go up there with $40 and this box is pretty low. There's about maybe about an inch of cards left. And that's pretty low. It had been pretty picked over, but there were like four 500s left. In that box, woo-hoo. Four 500s, a 100 and a 50. And then obviously smaller, like, you know, $4 winners.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is good. And you rarely see in a $2 box a $500 payout. That's actually a really good payout for a $2 box. Just know that as well.
Okay.
I'll cut this short. So we were kind of going in. I thought, you know, we need to invest in this box because it's pretty low. And
you can see that there's a lot of
lucky.
Winners still. Yeah.
There are 400 or 500s. That's wow. good. It was either 4 or 5. Anyway. So admittedly, then we had another friend join us. So now we were going in 60, you know, 60 around, each of us putting in $20. I must have invested like $100. Okay.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, you know, if we win, I'll get a little back. That's, you know, you can't put a price on fun. I'm like, if I come out even, I consider it a success.
Right.
We pulled one of the hundreds and then we played it back. Oh God, I could cry thinking about this. So I go up with the 100 and I go, put this all back into the box. And now she's basically scraping the bottom of the box, okay?
Yeah.
She pulls out our hunk of, you know, 50 some cards. And I thought, oh God, the chances are we're going to get some of these. We're going to get at least one of these 500s. There's barely anything in that box.
Yeah.
I return to the table. We all open them. Not a single $500 winner in that stack. This guy walks in from off the street, walks in, puts $10 in, and pulls two of the 500s.
No! Oh, my gosh.
New! He just walked in! I had invested!
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So did he... Okay, so how does this work? Because I don't play these that often.
Yeah.
So he pulls them. Did he go to his table? And then he came back, and then they made a ruckus? Or, like, or were you sitting close to the table?
I was sitting close. I could see. And then she puts the little mark on the 500s, meaning that they've been taken.
Okay, so
I
he
saw
didn't
the poster.
Make a scene.
It no, just, it just, she... blacked out the put a little black mark
over like the 500
over the 500
from
that guy. He had pulled two of them.
So what did you do?
Cut his tires.
Did you go talk to him?
No, I sliced his tires.
Can I talk you out of a 20?
I sliced his tires and got some spray paint. I sprayed the side of his car.
Now, and then did he just get up and leave? He was like, my work here is
so
done.
Mad.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we actually did leave you shortly left. Thereafter. Oh, God, I was pissed. But as my mother-in-law says, that's why it's called gambling.
Yeah,
that's why
true.
It's called gambling.
And there's sometimes when you're on the other side of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. How does that work when you win? What do you tip? Do you tip?
That's a great question. On 500 or on that time, 1,000, it depends, like 40. You know,
oh, okay.
Maybe, yeah, maybe 40.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's not like a 15% type thing.
No. I mean, you can if you want, but I probably would have done 40 on that one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So, the guy's listening. Sorry about your tires, but, you know, I had to do it.
Hey, you have money to fix it now, so.
Exactly. Yep. It's money to get new tires. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a volcano menu, huh? Volcano Tuesday with Alexis in just a second, but first...
You've got mail.
Holly has activated our AOL account. She put the CD-ROM in, and we're ready to go here. Talking to you. Mary wrote us on Twitter talking about how busy Saturday was for indoor places like the MOA. Mary said it was a Pokemon Community Day on Saturday. Yeah.
They want to catch them all.
That's right. Megan Lane did a 5K on that frozen Saturday. Congratulations, Megan Lane. And then somebody's checking in, Lex. Look, it's actually good. We haven't done this in a while. On this first day of spring, how's your wreath coming, Lex? Is your Christmas wreath down yet for the first day of spring? Or what's, you know...
Yes, it is. Actually, remember, I flipped it to a Valentine's Day one for one day only. When I took it down, it like kind of crumbled in my hand. So it has been down.
It's been down,
since February 15th.
Okay.
I had to stay up for one day. I made the bow and did all the things.
We just didn't know, I'm saying the collective we.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you maybe left it, even though it fell apart. Maybe you thought, oh, I'm going to get it to at least St. Patrick's Day and put some green on it. But
that's okay. Usually my jam. But
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
But yeah, it not just to put that back up again after, you know, the it just kept falling apart and looking pretty nasty. So
what is this volcano menu, Lex?
Okay, I didn't know if this sparked some memories for you guys.
Okay.
So back in the 90s, Taco Bell had a volcano menu. I guess it's a fan favorite. Does this ring bells for you guys?
I am getting a small tingle somewhere in the back of my head. And I don't know what it means. Tell me more.
Yes, yeah, what is this? Do you like heat? Because basically what the volcano menu was is they have a lava sauce that they started to put on everything. And I guess people loved it. And we all know in our news of about food that flavor's back, heat is back.
You brought this to us last week. Yeah.
That's right. And so here we go. They're proving it again. Beginning in June, the volcano menu is back. So basically it's their stuff, their normal food. They just drench it in volcano hot sauce. So turning the heat up.
I love the first line of the press release. A menu so hot, we can't keep our cool.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Look at that. 95 this started.
It's like hot treats, cool. No.
Hot eats, cool treats. We treat you right. That's right.
Yeah.
I think
that's not Taco Bell, but.
Yeah, no.
There we go. Cool treats. We
treat you right. DQ, baby. Yeah.
DQ.
95.
Yeah, 95, I guess, is what it was. I just stick to the tried and true every time, so I don't really go into the fads. But although we did try that, remember we did this that live when the Dorito shell came out.
Oh, yes.
Now, is that still available?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. Don't be surprised if you see the volcano menu.
Oh, my husband's going to love this.
Back, baby. Yeah, if you like the heat.
Oh, because he gets, like, at Serums where we get our chicken wings, he gets the hottest sauce available. It's called China Syndrome.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it's basically, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how he still has internal organs.
I really just burns them up.
I'm pretty sure he no longer has a small or medium intestine. I think one of them's gone. I'm pretty sure one of his intestines are gone.
Who needs an esophagus?
Who needs an esophagus?
Just burn it up, baby.
And to answer your question, Jason, yes, there's still a nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco at Taco Bell.
Okay,
Lex,
nice.
There we go.
Fabulous. My on-house friend, he loves, it's like, he's like Colin. He will try the hottest hot sauce. And every time we go somewhere, we try to one up it every time, and none of it affects him.
Yeah. It's like, nothing.
Wow. Do you even have taste buds?
Yeah. We got pad thai yesterday from Amazing Thailand, and Colin gets number 5.
Oh, dang.
And again, I'm like, I don't know how he does have an esophagus or a spleen or, and you know what I mean? I something has to be gone now.
Which, feeling anything.
Some organ has to be burned now. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that just reminds me of a date when Angel and I were first dating. We went to a Mana concert and we had to take like 3 trains to get there. And we went to a Thai restaurant before. And he was like, yeah. He ordered it at a 5, and we're eating and everything. And I look at him, and he starts sweating profusely. Like, we're just getting to know each other. Like, buckets of water just, coming down his face. He kept asking for napkins, and he's, like, wiping his face.
I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. This tastes great.
This is delicious.
I'm on fire. It's fine. Right? Yeah. Flames on the side of my face. Flames. Oh. Flames.
on the side of my face.
They can comment once in a while, like, wow, this is hotter than I thought. And then later, like, you know, as we were, you know, more together and stuff, he was like, yeah, I was really sweating that food. And then I was wondering if you'd like me after that. Because, I mean, it was... I've never seen, right, yeah, so not making that mistake again.
No.
Flames on the side of my face.
We're going to come back. More food talk. Did Alexis ever find her beloved corned beef and cabbage on Friday? How did that go? Plus, speaking of food, Gwyneth Paltrow is responding to the critics that say she's out of her control, with her bone broth and all of her recommendations. That and more when we come back. Taylor kicked off her tour over the weekend. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning,
Kelsey Ballerini stopped her show.
Oh, said, really?
Hey, anyone know if Taylor is singing? You know, she had brought up some specific songs. She's like, because she's a huge fan, you know.
Huge.
Yeah. To stop her own show, to ask how Taylor's show is going. It's pretty hilarious.
Welcome back, friends. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Wreck-It Ralph. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts. So Friday, you know, we're celebrating St. Paddy's Day, and we are on the hunt all morning long. Not for Red October, but we are on the hunt for some good corned beef and cabbage. We opened up the Jason and Alexis corned beef cabbage hotline a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
To find out where we should get some. Did you ever get any, Lex?
I did. And actually, I forgot to put it on the grid because Friday feels like 100 years ago.
It does, actually,
Right? So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So I was meeting some friends over in Minneapolis, and I was thinking, you know what would be really fun is to stop in Midtown Global Market and see if anybody there has... Yeah. Some corned beef and cabbage. And sure enough, I walk in, I'm walking around. I see Manny from Manny's Tortoise.
Oh,
love
Manny.
That guy. He actually showed me there's a really cool spot now there where they do cooking classes.
Oh.
And there was a class, a whole bunch of people getting ready to take a class. And they have a camera and everything so they can see it and then try it all, which is really cool. Anyway, I go, hey, Manny. Where can I get some corned beef and cabbage in here? There has to be somebody doing it, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I know. Come on. And Soul to Soul Smokehouse, they had a big old pot of corned beef and cabbage. And they actually put it in like a quart container. So I took it home and had it later.
Girl, look at
after
you.
After I did my knitting and my, my you know, fiber friend yarn shopping. But it was... It hit
Perfecto
spot, man.
Chef's kiss.
Ooh,
is
they
how
know
I would
how to
say
flavor.
Chef's kiss.
Mm, chef's kiss. Oh, yeah. It was so delicious. My kid tried it, too, and was like, this is good.
Now, I have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Did you eat this corned beef and cabbage while you were crafting your crocheted walleye? Is that what you...
Oh, my gosh. Did you see those?
I saw your crocheted walleye.
Guys, I made four. Now, I still have to make the fins. And I don't like that it's all green, so I'm going to find a way to paint it or do some, like, imitation stitching on top so that there, because a walleye, when you think about a walleye, there's a spectrum of colors, right?
Yeah.
So I need to play around with that. But the body is done, the tail's done, the eyes are in. Got to add the fins. But no, I did not. I was actually watching The Last of Us while I was working up those walleye. So, yeah, but I almost got through a full skein and I made four of them. So you can really get a lot out of that pattern. It's still linked up on our show page for fiber friends out there, if you want to crochet up a walleye or a halibut.
Yeah.
We've got those on our show page at mytalk1071.com.
We were talking about the National Park Service, how cool they are, their social media.
Oh, yeah.
And they had all of these great links, including a pattern how to make a crocheted walleye.
Yeah.
We knew
including
that.
A ranger from here at Voyageurs National Park.
That's right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it's actually a really good pattern. It's unlike any kind of amigurumi that I've made, because normally, like when I make my Grogu's, you make the arms separate and then you have to hand sew them on, which is no big deal. But this one, you actually crochet it into the work. So all you have to do is sew in your ends and not actually sew in the full fin, which I really appreciated. So not only that, Bailey, fabulous pattern.
I'm going to.
Or Haley. Is it Haley or Bailey?
Yeah. I'm going to completely pretend that I know what you just said.
Okay.
Yep.
Just nod and wink.
I'm going to.
Or smile.
Exactly. Really? That's how you do that?
Sew those fins on, girl. Sew those fins on. Yeah.
I completely know what she's talking about, Holly.
But are we gonna sell these for Project Down and Dirty?
Yes. Okay. So keep going.
Yeah, I will absolutely.
We need a bucket of these.
Yeah.
A bucket of walleye.
Yes.
That's what we sell them out of, too. Like a bucket.
A bucket.
Like a bait bucket. We just put them in there like a fish bucket. Oh,
yeah,
that's
or
what
a
we're
net.
Doing.
Yeah.
Either way.
$1,000 per fish, by the way. So start save your money, people.
$1,000 per fish. All right, I better add some extras to this
then.
Yeah.
That seems fair, doesn't it?
Yeah. We'll start our layaway plan now.
Right. Exactly. Start saving now, folks. Oh, because that's coming up.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's this year. You need to start saving now if we're going to be charging a grant.
Coming up.
Oh, wait, hold on. Bids for kids. I put it in my calendar. Do you guys remember?
No, I'm talking Project Down and Dirty.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Bids for kids. That's before that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's March.
No.
Okay. All right. Nope. Nope. That's.
I mean, I love the kids, but I'm concerned about.
Okay. April 6th is bids for kids. I'm sorry. Project Down and Dirty. You're right. October.
Yeah.
Generally.
I love the kids, but we're waiting for. We'll find other things to do for the kids.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got wonderful things for the children.
Sorry,
we have
guys,
wonderful
we have
things
so many
for the
cool
children.
Things.
But I'm. Kids, I'm sorry.
No walleye
I'm not
for
using
you.
No walleye for you. I'm. I don't want to use the word waste. I'm just saying. We're not going to use them for the kids. No. I'm not doing that.
Well, we are doing crafting and cocktails again, and we have such a fun project, too.
Oh, at Southern Lights?
Yes, at Southern Lights. I'm so excited.
Oh.
Oh, so
how many
fun.
Years? How many years have you done that now?
Oh, man. This might be the year 8 or 9?
Yeah.
Something
a
like
lot.
That. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. It's been really fun. We get 70 crafters together. They always have a fun cocktail, delicious food. We sit there and make the project.
You didn't say singular. You didn't have the audacity to say singular cocktail, right?
No. Right. Well, they have one special one. And then they have all the other things, too, that you want.
It was like,
touché, Jace.
Real ballsy of you to try to. It's real ballsy for you. Like, no, it's just one cocktail. We don't do anything else.
Yeah,
No.
There's more and more, and that space is so awesome.
Yeah. I need to come to one of those.
Yeah, you're welcome. Any year.
You've been doing them. Well, again, 9, 10 years, and
yeah,
it's
while.
Just so funny. Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah, I saw this yesterday. She's defending herself, and I get it. She's defending herself against the critics that kind of came after her. For her, she did a Q&A with a doctor. And in this Q&A on her socials, she talked about some chronic conditions that she has. And within that conversation with the doctor, at one point she just said, "Oh, I have bone broth for lunch a lot of days, and then I have coffee," she doesn't have coffee. Or she has coffee. And basically, people took from that all she drinks or all she eats is bone broth, and criticizing her for promoting an unhealthy, I don't know, an unhealthy diet.
Some people call it like a starvation diet.
Yes. So she got online and I had it here, but I think it was a story, so I think she took it down. But anyway, she defended herself over the weekend. She was kind of like, I watched it yesterday. She was like, people, she said, this was a conversation with a doctor. And within this conversation, she's like, I was specifically talking about some chronic conditions that I have. And just know that I eat more I eat more than bone broth. She starts laughing. She goes, it's just one of the things that I eat. And I do eat it with some regularity, but I do eat more than bone broth for lunch. And then she talked about how she has, just like everybody else, she has French. And here it is. I have it here. Let me turn this on here.
So I think it's important for everybody to know that I was doing a podcast with my doctor. So this is a person that I've been working with for over 2 years now to deal with some chronic stuff. And I have long COVID. So I have been, and the way it manifests for me is very high levels of inflammation over time. So I've been working with Dr. Cole to really focus on foods that aren't inflammatory, right? So lots of vegetables, cooked vegetables, all kinds of protein, healthy carbs to really lower inflammation. And it's been working really well. This is, you know, based on my medical results, extensive testing that I've done over time.
Yeah, over time. And she's like, I eat French fries just like everybody else. I eat. And I always love it when someone's trying to show that they eat normally, like every human. They always go to French fries. Have you noticed that?
Oh, ever? Yeah.
They always. I eat French fries, too. They always choose French fries. And that's when I was watching Gwyneth yesterday, that's what I thought of. I'm like, she's going to mention French fries, isn't she? Yep. Ding. To prove that she's the everyman, the everywoman. Yeah. I eat French fries, but anyway.
That is so true, Jace.
Yeah. I didn't think about it until Gwyneth said, I'm like, everybody uses French fries as the barometer, as the stick. Okay, I'm like you. I'm like normal folks. I eat French fries too. But
right.
Anyway.
No details of the oil and how are they baked or.
And also, you know, she does make a point. I mean, she is eye roll inducing sometimes. But with anything, you know, this diet is catered to her. You know, she has long. I didn't even know she had long COVID.
Yeah.
These types of things with your doctor, they're designed for you and your body and what's happening with your body. You shouldn't carbon copy this. It probably isn't going to be great for you. It was made for her.
Sometimes you just don't explain, you know, just be like, that's what I eat.
Yeah.
And that's what
Beep.
I do.
Uh-huh. Right. And that's
next
it.
Yep. Slide. Next
Moving
slide.
On.
Yep.
Because she's making a ton of money doing this, too. I mean, that's the other thing. She's got a lot of people going, okay, well, I'm going to try that, too. Whether that's a good thing or not, I'm not sure. But, yeah, sometimes just even that little, she didn't even really get into it there, but it's like, ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. My doctor's helping me. This is what I eat.
Yeah, move on.
Mm-hmm. Slam the book closed.
Never complain, never explain, as Lori and Julia love to quote. So, yes. When we come back, you know that new Air movie, Matt and Ben were on CBS Sunday morning, talking about it. How are the reviews? Alexis is going to tell you when we come back.
Ah. Rebath. I'm a fan. I love my bathroom. We got it done about 3 years ago now. I still love it. Still feels brand new. And what's so great is that we went with Rebath's exclusive material called DuraBath. So all you need to do is go to rebath.com, sign up to have a designer come to your home. They'll bring the showroom to you. And then for free, they come up with a custom design. We're not talking about covering up the old basin. You know that nasty thing is under there. No, this is custom bathrooms. They completely remove and replace with beautiful products. They also have professional installation. So a team of two will come in and get the job done in 5 days or less. They take care of everything from removal to installation in just a few days. It saves you time. It saves you stress. Make sure you mention me or my talk when you make your appointment for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Just head to rebath.com or check out their showroom in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue.
Here's a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the morning.
My wife goes to bed, wakes up in the same position. Her side in the morning, beautiful. Everything's tucked in. The pillows are layered. Hair's cascading off the sheets. My side, I look like I got in a fight with a shark. Everything's untucked. I'm missing pillowcases. I'm wet. Why am I wet? My neck is drenched. I got to wring out my underwear. What the hell happened to me?
last night where I got to flip the mattress over in the morning. Why am I soaked? Why am I drenched?
This has been a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
It's true. I can relate to Sebastian. I'm not a stay in one place sleeper. I do look like I've gotten into a fight with a shark, a tiger shark. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, Everything Good Burger. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. I saw, Lex, I know we all like it on the show, CBS Sunday Morning. Did you see the profile of Matt and Ben yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, I bet it's awesome. Oh, I have to watch that.
But they talked about Air, the movie about Air Jordans, Ben is directing. What's the word?
Oh, my gosh. It's getting rave reviews right now, or at least over the weekend. It was South by Southwest. And, the movie, the first reactions have been very, very positive. Entertaining, hilarious, hopeful, and the best movie of the year so far. That's what Hollywood Handle said. Uh-huh. Let's see here. The Variety critic said it's the smartest thing Affleck could have done, as the EGOT winner is to acting what Jordan is to sports. Her strength inspires, and she can move us to tears while making it look so easy. That is about Viola Davis's, by casting her. That was brilliant. Which also, by the way, she found out, and she's very lucky that she found out during the film fest, that Michael Jordan, he personally selected her to play his mom, Dolores.
Yep.
Which is so great. She's like, I'm so glad I'm hearing about it now and not before. This just blew my mind. And just pretty honored to be able to, fill that role and to deliver, which, of course, it's Viola Davis.
Yeah. It's one of the things that Ben and Matt talked about, because in the CBS Sunday Morning profile, because you don't, I think it was Tracy who did the interview, said, you don't actually see Michael in it.
And Ben, about that.
Well, and Ben said, because, it would be a mistake as a director to do that.
Yes.
Because Michael is so famous. It's like Muhammad Ali. And he's just so giant that the only person that could play Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. And he's too old at this point to do it. So, and if you put anybody else in there, Ben made the calculation that it takes people out of the realism of this.
Sure does. Oh, that's brilliant.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Here's a little bit of that interview where they talk about Viola.
I'm not sure that I'm at liberty to share every single one, but what I will tell you is he said, Viola Davis is going to be my mother.
Which is kind of like choosing Michael Jordan for your basketball team.
My name's Sonny Vaccaro. I'm with Nike.
Do you typically make it a habit of showing up at people's front doors unannounced?
I don't like to take no for an answer.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Viola Davis was, in fact, cast as Michael's mom, Dolores Jordan.
Best day of my life.
And Chris Tucker plays and helped write the part of someone he knows personally, Nike VP Howard White.
All that matters is, how much do you believe?
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And now hearing the good reviews.
Yeah, there's so much more. A rousing, feel-good crowd pleaser about risk, trust, confidence, and family. That's moviemance.com. We have it's just on and on. Affleck and Damon's chemistry is as alive as ever. Viola is simply great. Ben is shaping into a phenomenal director. That's Real Movie Junkie. So it's just, so good, 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 good. All along, it looks like it's in theaters April 5th. And then later on, we can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I'm excited to see this one.
Me too. I want to see it in the theater too.
Yeah, I'm really, and the cast, the idea. I mean, we've all been alive as long as Air Jordans have been in existence.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable to think about, because Nike and the swoosh is so ingrained in our culture, is so ingrained in pop culture. It is unfathomable for us to think of a world where Nike is lame. You know what I mean by that?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's where Nike was failing and it was a nothing brand, and people laughed at it. And it was all about Converse and
It's just weird.
Oh, and he put them on the map.
The map.
And now Michael Jordan makes $400 million a year in passive income.
No!
Because of the percentage he gets from the sale of Air Jordans.
Oh my gosh, a year!
Now, I'm getting that stat from Deadline.com. I trust that they did their homework on that. But just think about that. Also, the way that he changed the nature of sports stars, endorsements, celebrities, you know. And Jason, you said earlier the only person who could play Michael Jordan in this movie Air was Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan played Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
Yes!
That's true!
He has already done that.
Yes!
That movie!
Opposite Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Yes! But I think it's the entrepreneurial aspect of it that I love.
Yeah.
What a risk. Like, you're taking a risk on this guy, this unknown, this rookie, to turn around your brand. The kahunas, you know what I mean? Of Matt Damon's character. The kahunas to do that.
Well, and the risk that Michael Jordan took, too. I'm sure he got other fantastic offers from other brands.
Well, not at that point.
Oh, so even that, not even beforehand.
Oh, no.
There wasn't even like a cheap little something.
No.
Wow.
I mean,
well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
In the biopic.
It's just a good I can't wait. What a great story to do a movie about.
Pulling each other up. Wow.
Yeah.
Even Michael Jordan's kids couldn't do it, cuz the whole time we're thinking about that he's dating Pippen's ex-wife.
Oh, that's right. Larsa Pippen.
Larsa, that's her name. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been in the news lately, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Holly, do you want to wait to do the prize or do you want me to do it now?
Why don't we wait to do the prize?
We have a prize coming up in the next hour, so don't tune in. And speaking of Holly, we're very proud of our Holly. She just doesn't hang out with us and be goofy with us. She is a writer, girl. She is a writer.
I sit alone in my sweatpants.
That's right. Your soft pants.
My soft pants.
And I about spit out my my pad thai when I saw her latest article. It's all about the great Johnny Carson on Looper. So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Oh,
this commercial has to be quick. Anyway, plus, we'll do some TV talk. Lex has dived more into This Is Us. Is she still loving the
HBO hit? I finished
HBO
it last night, actually.
Well, and I caught up, too, a little bit. So.
All right.
Plus, I watched Shrinking on Apple with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. That and more when we come back. And word chain!